Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Why are the pyramids still blue this morning? Why aren't we singing the Christmas carols? Why does the bulletin say it's the fourth Sunday of Advent? The eve in Christmas Eve means the time, of course, when the sun goes down. But even more than that is the season of Advent, of hearing of our Lord's coming, has some very last things to tell us, some last things to say to us. And today, being the 24th day of December, helps make the point quite nicely. But the fourth Sunday in Advent always has a sense of immediacy, like we want Jesus to come right now. The introit today started out with pleading to God to shower down his righteousness from heaven, to shower down his grace and his mercy, and to deliver us. The gradual and the verse repeated that same thing. The collect today forgets any opening address and just starts out with, "Stir up, O Lord." Just quickly begins asking from God, begging, pleading from God. The hymn of the day that we just sang pleaded for Emmanuel, God with us, to come, to deliver, to rescue. And in a way, we will, of course, have our answer to that even during this divine service today, and we'll hear it spoken to us by our children later. And we will gather tonight and tomorrow morning to hear it and receive it once again. All the while, knowing full well that there is still yet one more coming of the Lord to deliver us. The level of expectation that we have as Christians is very much related to the level of the struggles that we feel. The collect today taught us to pray for relief, taught us to pray to Jesus, the Son of the Father, to pray to him that in his great might he would relieve us, that we would be given relief from the sins which it says, which weigh us down, the sins which reside heavily in our minds, our consciences, the temptations that tear away at us, that we would pray for this relief which comes by Christ, that those sins which weigh us down would be lifted quickly, we ask. Quickly, Lord, by your grace and your mercy. That this indeed is not just the prayer of Christians for Advent 4, it is the prayer of Christians in all their times and in all their days. For we are hounded by our sins, and they bear down upon us. And we know that Christ alone is the remedy for those sins. Christ alone is the one who has the strength, the might, who can lift those sins away from us. And yes, he can do it quickly. This is the same as the prayer of those Israelites who asked not for the raw majesty of God to be with them in the fire, but asked for God to come to them masked, hidden away in help and in relief like a prophet promised to them. One who would proclaim the word of the Lord to them and to help them. It is the prayer of ones who, like the prophet Isaiah, spoke of God's comfort coming to God's people while in the midst of their suffering and their hardship and yes, even their captivity in a foreign land. It is like the preaching of John the Baptist, who proclaimed, yes, a strong message of repentance, a strong message of the law, but proclaimed even stronger the coming deliverer, the Christ, the Lamb of God, who makes it possible by bearing the burden of sin, for sin to be lifted quickly by his grace and his mercy. And yes, it's the prayer of saints like Elizabeth and Mary, who waited for the deliverance of God's people, who themselves are weighed down by their own sins. This has been the promise and the work of God since the beginning. He lifted the guilt and the shame of Adam and Eve by a word of promised deliverance from the serpent. And he gave them animal skins to hide their shame, their nakedness. He delivered the Israelites by Moses out of Egypt with signs and wonders, giving them promises all along the way, including the promises of Jesus today, the prophet who is like unto Moses. He provided sacrifices and offerings attached to his words of promise that the people of God would know his grace and his mercy, even as they struggled. He brought his hopeful and faithful people through various trials, time after time, delivering them from all afflictions, from enemies, and from all oppression, especially the oppression of a burden of a guilty conscience that is weighed down by sin. And yes, old Elizabeth looked forward to the day, even with the miracle child of John the Baptist in her womb, leaping for joy as well, full of the Spirit. And Mary, too, had waited for that day, hoping in a deliverance from all that oppressed her, including her sins, that God fulfilled all that he had said to them. God fulfills it to you as well. That though it be Christmas Eve today, the burdens of life as a sinner in a sinful world have not yet disappeared. The second coming of our Lord Jesus has not come. And thus we find ourselves still under pressure, still bearing loads, burdens with all sorts of things. To you, of course, the message then of the fourth Sunday of Advent has come, that Christ comes to deliver you. That yes, you will hear it later today, that in the past he did come, that he is the fulfillment of what the Scriptures said. We hear it in the conversation between Elizabeth and Mary in our gospel lesson today, and in Mary's song, the Magnificat. But in a greater sense, Christ comes to deliver you at this very moment. Not in the glory that will come at the last, which will happen, but he comes now in his grace and his mercy. And yes, just as we prayed, he quickly lifts from you the weight of your sin. Did you hear Pastor Bakey pronounce the absolution today? That was Christ coming down to you right now and lifting it away. Do you hear this sermon I am preaching to you? Words that Christ has ordained to be spoken. Words of comfort and release and deliverance. That Christ indeed is the Lamb of God. Christ indeed is the Lamb of God, your God, who takes away your sins. That Christ is the deliverer who made Mary sing for joy at the deliverance that he would work. That just as for her, he is God and your Savior. He is our Savior, the very namesake of this congregation. A Savior from what? He is a Savior from sins, including and most especially those sins which weigh you down. And he does it by his grace and his mercy. That Mary found favor with the Lord, and you have as well. Even right now, forgiveness of all your sins. They aren't yours anymore. That Christ comes now by his word, And in just a few moments, many of you will partake in eating and drinking Christ's own body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And in repentant faith, you will receive every blessing that the Lord wants to give. Most especially, your burdens will be made light. They will be lifted. How many times in this liturgy and in these hymns that we sing today are we reminded of the work of Christ for our salvation? That each one is a divine grab. Each one is a reminder of the fact that God comes down and He removes the weight of sins, yes, even from you. That you are God's child. Baptism has been His promise to you that He keeps His word. That He delivers you from sin and from death and from the power of the devil. That He guards and keeps you so that the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh could not deceive you, will not mislead you into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice. That He is the deliverer of sinners. That He lives to lift away burdens, the burdens of sin. And He does so by granting the very forgiveness that He earned by the shedding of His own blood for it. And all of it by grace and mercy. That means it's undeserved by you. You didn't earn it. But it comes to you solely and completely because that's who Jesus is. Your God and your Savior. And that's what He wants to do for you. That's why He has dragged you here today to hear the message of the fourth Sunday in Advent. That's why He makes it possible for you to come to the many opportunities today and tomorrow to hear the same burden-lifting, sin-forgiving, bondage-delivering words over and over again. And the result is pure joy. The joy that the epistle lesson speaks of, to rejoice. The peace which surpasses all understanding. The kind of thing you heard about, that Mary, who is highly favored and most blessed among women, could not contain herself, by the working of the Spirit gave us this new song, the Magnificat. She weaves Scripture together and she weaves other songs together to something that we Christians can all rejoice in. She rejoices not solely because she had been chosen to be the mother of our Lord, but because she too had waited for the promised deliverance of God's people and God was doing it. She too had waited for a Savior who by His grace and His mercy would quickly lift away the weight of her sins. This is why she sings what she sings. The Christians pray earnestly, "Come, Lord Jesus," and Jesus comes. Just at the right time. Always. And He comes to redeem, to deliver, to bring down the proud and to lift up the humble, to show real might against the world's forgeries, and to use that same might to deliver His people. He brings good things and carries off the bad. He takes away burdens from outside of us and even the burdens within us. He is the one who is worthy of being praised for all time. With that mindset, Jesus indeed has come in the past to redeem. That Jesus then comes right now to redeem, to rescue, to deliver you by forgiving all your sins in His many ways and many times. That you would be free of their burden. That He is ever faithful to His promises. And thus we can look forward to His final return. That we can lift up our voices throughout the year, but especially at the good news of great joy that is for all the earth even now. good news that is for you this day and for every day. That Jesus is your God and your Savior. Jesus has come, Jesus comes, and Jesus will come again. That He comes now, and today, and tonight, and tomorrow, next week, all this coming year with His grace and His mercy. That by these very things He would lift your sins away, free up your conscience, unbind the lies that are wrapped around your mind, purify your soul, and make you always ready to go to heaven by what He has done for you. That you would hear it and trust it, and yes, rejoice in it. That you would magnify the Lord. That you would rejoice in God, your Savior, because He has regarded you and He has shown you favor. Why the fourth Sunday in Advent? Because it is once again a great reminder, a time to pray for quick relief by God's own might, and then even to hear it right now and into the next couple of days, that indeed He quickly lifts away all burdens, that Christ comes. And as Scripture records our song, we respond to His coming with Amen, come Lord Jesus quickly. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.